9th parak of Oyelah, 7th Mishnah. Bamed v'amamurim. We're talking about his kaveres, which is horizontal, and is laying on the ground, partly in the house, partly out of the house. But now, what we spoke about till now was when it was a full kli. It's manshi mechulkelis. It's a regular kli. It just has these small holes on the base. But if there were, it had holes in its walls, which rendered it not being a kli, even though it was stopped up with hay or a futsa, or on the bottom it had these big holes more than the normal size. In the fashion like we learned before, that there wasn't a tefach of a kli in one place. Kazayis min hameis nosen tachter. If there's a kazayis underneath this part of the kli, which is really halachically not a kli at all anymore, and the mele prevents the tumah from going above it. Connect out of time, it can only be time underneath it. Al gab, if there's a tumah on top of it, connect out of kriya tumah, the tumah could go above it. It prevents the tumah from going underneath it. But toicha, there's tumah inside of it. Then over bais, it's in the house. But toicha bais tameim, because there's no stoppage of tumah going between it and the house. But above it and below it, the tumah will not go, because it's like an independent oil that prevents the tumah from going above it or below it.